Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, January 25th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is roughly 20-fold. That's how much the global production of lithium has grown since 1995. That's according to Barron's Al Root. And demand for the metal is set to ramp up from here. It's a key component in lithium-ion batteries, of course, which go into EVs and a host of electronic products. On Monday afternoon, lithium miner and Tesla supplier Albemarle released its fourth quarter results that beat expectations. It also offered an upbeat outlook for 2023 and highlighted impressive financial goals stretching out as far as 2027. Albemarle projects 2023 sales growth of between 50 and 75% compared with last year. That would mean sales of between $11.3 and $12.9 billion. Wall Street currently anticipates 2023 sales of just $10.1 billion. By the end of 2027, Albemarle says it expects total company sales to be roughly $18 billion. It's an optimistic outlook, but demand for EVs should still be growing in 2027. All battery electric vehicles accounted for a little less than 10% of global new car sales in 2022. That was up a few percentage points compared with 2021. Still, estimates for EV sales penetration by 2030 range from roughly 25 to 40%. Albemarle shares ended the day Tuesday up 1.6%. The next number up is 0.93 percentage points. That's how much mortgage rates have fallen since a November peak. The average 30-year mortgage, according to Freddie Mac, stands at 6.15%. Last year's run-up in rates contributed to a major slowdown in mortgage applications and home purchases. At the end of 2022, the volume of mortgage applications was at its lowest level since 1996, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. The slowdown was reflected in home builder D.R. Horton's net sales orders. The company reported earnings on Tuesday for its first fiscal quarter. It logged around 13,400 orders, which was lower than Wall Street expected and down about 38% from the same quarter last year. However, the company was upbeat for the year ahead. D.R. Horton delivered 17,340 homes in the first quarter, higher than the consensus estimate of around 15,700. During Tuesday's earnings call, an executive at the company said D.R. Horton would offer incentives such as mortgage interest rate locks and home price cuts to, quote, optimize the returns on our inventory investments. Company executives have seen some positive signs in the first weeks of 2023, including an increase in sales activity and a slight improvement in the builder's cancellation rate. These indicators also echo recent gains in builder confidence and mortgage applications, which have increased as mortgage rates have declined. Our last number is 3. That's how many quarters in a row Verizon lost subscribers. The company bucked that trend on Tuesday when it reported fourth quarter results. Verizon added a net 41,000 wireless postpaid phone subscribers in its consumer division during the fourth quarter. That's after losing 189,000 in the third quarter and 215,000 in the second. Those losses come as competitor T-Mobile has vacuumed up the largest share of U.S. wireless subscriber growth in recent years. Sales growth decelerated industry-wide in 2022, and many analysts see it slowing further in 2023 as the scramble to acquire customers through free phones and lower prices hurts bottom lines across the board. Going forward, those generous sign-up bonuses might start to dwindle, though. During Tuesday's earnings call, Verizon CEO Hans Vestberg said, "We will not sacrifice financials for volumes." It's a tough dynamic for Verizon. The company has industry-leading profit margins and premium pricing, which management does not want to give up. But in a slowing wireless market, with competitors undercutting Verizon, maintaining margins may come at the cost of subscribers. Still, internet subscriber growth was solid. Verizon said on Tuesday that it added 416,000 total broadband users in the fourth quarter. That includes 379,000 fixed wireless broadband, or FWB, subscribers. FWB is a new service which delivers home internet over Verizon's wireless network. Verizon stock has lost 21.5% after dividends over the past year. That's versus just a 7.8% decline in the S&P 500. The stock ended Tuesday up 2%. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, January 25th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.